Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
Hey, it's Simon here from Fitpreneurs, fitpreneurs.com, and you are watching, listening to the Kick-Ass Show. We are now distributed over on Facebook, also YouTube. Head to fitpreneurs.com/kickass for the playlist. Also over on SoundCloud, as well as on iTunes. So if you're listening on iTunes, please head to the review section and give a review if you're enjoying the Kick-Ass Show. Now, as always, if you are watching live over on Facebook for facebook.com/fitpreneurs, then say hi into the chat. Let me know where you're from. I'd love to say hello on this wonderful Monday. Super exciting things are happening over here in San Diego. On Saturday, I am moving into the True Transformation Ranch, which is super exciting. We've got an event coming up, which is going to be super fun, and I'm going to announce details on very soon, Ultimate Freedom Live, which is going to be super cool. Again, post it into the chat if you're watching live over on Facebook. And today, we're going to be talking about four ways to improve your sales process. You know, before we even look at things like lead generation, you know, we have to look at, you know, improving and optimizing that sales process. Why? Because if you're not dialing in your sales, then you're going to have a lack of revenue. You're going to have, as an impact of that, you're going to have, you know, a lack of freedom in your business. You know, if you're not having revenue coming in, then are you able to do the things that you want to do in your business? No, you're going to be constantly frustrated. You know, maybe you have a fear of rejection sometimes. Maybe you sabotage sales. You know, that can start to bring in self-doubt and lack of confidence. If you are, you know, things undercharging, or you get a lot of people that are saying no to you that you truly want to help. You know, you want to help people, you want to serve people, you want to, and you went into this industry to be of service and to change lives. So it can be incredibly frustrating when you don't have sales dialed in and you don't have the confidence to be able to sell your services at the right price. Very difficult. Also, you can sometimes, a lot of the time, go into constriction, you know, and maybe, you know, you've had a string of people who said no to you, and that leads you down a path of self-doubt, and you find yourself down for, you know, weeks, and just not able to get yourself out of a sales slump and out of a rut. You can see Buddha here is chilling out today with me. So what are your thoughts on sales? Post into the comments and let me know. Are you masterful at sales? Is this an area that you want to get better at? And it's my belief that even if you feel like you're great at sales right now, you really want to start to look at improve upon that. You know, you want to really master it. And even if you are, you know, good at enrolling clients and bringing in people into your program, you can always improve. Also, when you have a lack of sales in your business, you know, that can also create a lot of overwhelm. It can start to put you into a lot of stress. So we want to start to move you into a better position. It really does start with sales, because, you know, here's the truth, which is, you know, if you've got lots of leads coming in, but you're not enrolling those clients and they're not moving forward with you, then you can generate, you know, plenty more leads. And of course, you might think, well, it's a numbers game, but you've got to look at the wastage that's happening. Yeah, you've got to look at how many people are you not, you know, impacting, you know, not changing those lives because of a lack of sales ability. You know, and it's not just one isolated thing when it comes to sales. When we use the word sales in our business, you know, we have to understand that there's so many variables that cause you to be great at sales, or whether you're, you know, just a beginner and starting out. And especially for lots of people who are just starting their fitness business, or even those who have been in it for a long period of time, you know, you have to get masterful around your mindset, around what happens pre-sale, post-sale, the process, follow-up, objections, specific objections. So when we look at the topic of sales, understand that there's so many different elements and micro elements. And once you start to become masterful in these different areas, then you start to master sales, okay? But just, for example, being given a sales script and a process to follow does not mean that you get masterful at sales, because it's a lot about inner game and mental game. So post into your comments below if you're watching over on Facebook. I would love to know that you are here. Post into the comments, say hi. Let me know where you feel like you are with sales in your business. I would love to hear from you. If you're listening over on iTunes, as always, post into the reviews. Also, if you've not yet done so, head to bitpreneurs.com, where you can check out the new encyclopedia of modern fitness business building, also the podcasts episodes, in addition to webinars and content, the 10K in 10 Days series that you might find useful over at fitpreneurs.com. As always, we are here daily throughout the week on the Kick-Ass Show, helping you move forward in your business. And remember, if you're not kicking ass, then you need your ass kicked, as always. So the first thing I want to talk about today, in the four ways to improve your sales process, is talking about the discussion of setting realistic goals and expectations of yourself. You know, you'll be surprised in how many people and how many people I talk to that they just don't set themselves sales targets, okay? It gets to the start of the month and maybe you just roll into another month, and again, you're not setting yourself goals and objectives. You're just kind of running by the seat of your pants and hoping and wishing and dreaming that you're going to be making some sales this month, okay? Where, truth be told, is that once you set those goals and once you start to ascend your goals and start to reestablish, okay, this is what I did this month and this is what I want to set as a target, then strangely what will start happening is you're able to start reaching those things. A big thing for a lot of people, which is worth mentioning, is that a lot of people have their goals and they set it as yearly. And they say to me, and they come on the call with myself or one of the team, and they say, you know, I want to earn this amount a year, which is fine, but you really want to start breaking down your targets into not just monthly, you know, not just weekly, but also having those daily targets, you know, starting to get into the mindset of generating daily sales instead of weekly sales, okay? So really start to break these things down. Get yourself a whiteboard. Get clear around what you're shooting for, because if you don't have anything to shoot for, then you're not going to hit the target, okay? So if, for example, you generated 3,000 or 5,000 in revenue in the month of blank, okay, then what's your goal for the following month? How much are you going to stretch by? Because most people just sit in that paycheck to paycheck and they earn the same amount every single month because they're not doing the basics, they're not setting the targets, they're not setting something to shoot for. So you have to start thinking like a proper business owner. Where do you want to be financially? What is the reason why behind that? What are you shooting for? What's the reason why you want to generate this income? And then get clear around what is your target for that week and what are the targets throughout the day. And then if you're getting to the end of the week and you haven't met those targets and goals, then you can start to reassess what strategy needs to be in place and what do you need to optimize. Remembering that sales is about breaking things down and reviewing your process and not going external and blaming and actually coming internal and saying, what could I have done better? That's a much better question to ask than having the statement of, that was a bad lead, for example, okay? If you're over on Facebook, post any questions that you have in to the chat. I would love your questions around the topics of sales. Today we're talking about four ways to improve your sales in your fitness or health business. And the first thing we talked about is setting those goals and expectations. Of course, if we're setting a goal and a target, we've got to believe that we can reach that, okay? If you set something so hefty and it's completely unrealistic, then you're gonna start to shoot yourself down if you're not reaching it. So you've got to look at what have you done historically. And then it's great to set a big goal and target, but you have to believe in yourself, okay, I can really do that. And a lot of that comes from your self-belief and mindset. The next thing I'm going to talk about, which is really, really key, guys, which is to, you've got to untrain what you were taught, okay? So I've talked about this many times over, which is as you go through training school, often you get taught a certain thing. You get told to sell blocks, you get told to sell sessions. You only know what you know, okay? So in order to get to the next level and reach a new level of income, a new level of impact, a new level of change, a new level in your business and ultimately your life, okay, you've got to start to untrain what you were taught. And if I'm honest, you know, the amount of people I speak to and the amount of personal trainers I speak to who maybe had, you know, half a day or one day of business training, you know, then that's simply not enough to really do what needs to be done to master a business. Because I'll be honest, I could talk about emails, okay? I could talk about subject lines in half a day, all right? Let alone business in, you know, one day or a half a day. So sales is so many different multiple strands, okay? And delving deeper into multiple different areas, just like email marketing, subject headlines, marketing, social media, Facebook, Facebook Live. You know, there's so many different elements within a subject of business, of marketing, of sales that you can just dive deeper into. So it's the same with sales. So you've got to start to untrain the way that you were originally taught, but also start to question that, okay? So if you want to be the elite, if you want to be a top, you know, 3-1%, then you have to do and think differently than the majority of people out there in the industry. Next thing is you need to have a process that supports the outcome that you want, okay? So you've got to say to yourself, do I have a script? Do I have a sales process that helps me get to where I want to be? Is it strong right now? Is it weak? Do I even have one? Am I just kind of winging it? And most people do. Most people just wing it and they go out and they suddenly just think that, okay, I can just have a conversation with someone and suddenly I'm going to be masterful at helping enroll that person into an outcome for a 12-month program. And the truth is that the words that you speak, the objections that you overcome, the price that you speak, whatever you offer, there's so many multiple processes out there, and some honestly are really bad, and others are much better. You know, at Fitpreneurs, we have something called the TS. It's a transformational selling system. And within that, there's something called the transformation session, which has helped my clients generate millions and millions of dollars because it's a process in its system that isn't salesy, and it helps clients get committed clients and gets the client, my client, you know, paid in full. Oftentimes, you know, much more committed client for a transformational outcome, okay, which is much different than what's taught, and it's something that I developed and have refined, because even if you develop something, you've got to refine it and you've got to refine that process over time. So understand that not all processes and systems, hey Mike, not all processes and systems are equal. So, you know, you may be following something right now which you feel is good, but honestly, what results is it yielding? Do you really have a lead generation issue, or is it more of an enrollment and sales process issue? Because you've got to get the sales process dialed in before the lead generation. Why? Because if you've got 100 leads, but your sales process sucks, then you're always going to have a problem because you're leading people to the wrong place. So we've got sales goals and objections. We've got untraining what you were taught. We've got the script and the process, which is really important. And then you've got objection handling, okay? So this is another area that you have to master, and this comes from mindset, it comes from confidence, it comes from your level of certainty, it comes from knowing what to say. It also comes from really understanding the person that you're speaking to and deciding, is that really not an objection? Or is it an excuse? Is it something that you can handle? And the words that come out of your mouth oftentimes will determine whether that person ends up making an investment with you, following through, or ends up making an excuse they go off, and in 3-6 months time, they're in exactly the same position. And understand that objections come up for different reasons, okay? Maybe a lack of uncertainty, maybe just habitual habits and excuses that they've had over time. Maybe they don't see the value in what you have to offer. Maybe there's not enough rapport or trust that's built. So you have to understand that there's so many different reasons around that that happen with objections. But you've got to know what to say. You've got to know how to handle these things. And the biggest piece with most, I'll be honest, with most personal trainers and most people in the industry is a lack of confidence. You know, getting to that point where you're talking about the money and you're talking about, and someone throws out an objection, and being confident and certain and able enough to be able to handle that, and it doesn't phase you, it doesn't shut you down, you know? And that's what happens a lot of the time. Maybe you start having a conversation with someone, you're very confident on the gym floor, but as soon as you transition into that conversation around where they're at and where they want to be, and you start talking about your program, and you start talking about money and investment, maybe you start to shut down and maybe your confidence starts to drop, and that's why you find yourself losing the sale. And ultimately, when you lose the sale, guys, you lose the ability to help someone. You lose the ability to be able to serve them and create the outcome that they want, which is ultimately more confidence, most likely, you know, yes, a new body, but it's far more than that. It's really, oftentimes you guys are really, really changing people's lives. So it's really important to get your sales process down and start to master that. And if you don't, then you will constantly find yourself in a really negative headspace where your revenue is down. You aren't ascending your income every single month. You are going into self-doubt and sometimes even depression, okay? Because for a lot of people, not making sales is sparking fear of, is sparking rejection all the time, okay? So we really need to recognize this. So again, post into the comments below, what are your sales questions? Be interested to hear this, along with any other questions that you may have. As always, we are here throughout the week daily. This is Simon Lovell at Fitpreneurs with the Kick-Ass Show. On YouTube, facebook.com/kickass, you'll get to the YouTube channel, also facebook.com/fitpreneurs. If you want to check out the live feed, we are here live, also on SoundCloud, you can check out Fitpreneurs, also over on iTunes, type in Fitpreneurs, and you will find the podcast. If you're listening to podcasts, please, I would love for you to post a review of the episodes that you're hearing, which are now becoming much more frequent, because I want to be serving you guys to a much, much higher level. Now, one really cool, exciting thing that is happening at the start of August is, you know, with all of the sales challenges and problems that people have, I have put together a 6-week virtual workshop called Sales Mastery, and it's the Transformational Selling System. Okay, and over 6 weeks live, I'm going to be covering all of these different areas. I'm actually just going to share my screen with you, because this map just shows you the extent of different areas of sales. You know, for example, we've got here mindset, we've got sales slumps, we've got meditation, we've got your energy, confidence, certainty, knowing your worth, fear of rejection. Okay, so that in the first week, we're just going to be covering mindset around sales and your beliefs on all of those things. And then we'll go into things like the Transformational Selling System, state management, equipment, we got how to get paid in fulls, you know, selling year-long programs, price scaling. So just understand, guys, that, you know, mastering sales is not just about, okay, here's a process, follow it. It's not about that. Mastering sales is about diving deep, okay? So if you're interested in jumping on the 6-week workshop, which is coming out at the start of August, August 3rd is starting for 6 weeks, just send an email to titled Sales Mastery to simon@fitpreneurs.com, and I will send you a code back for a massive $1,000 reduction on that program if you're able to attend live during the 6-week program. I'll send you a PDF, it's got the dates, it's got details on the program, and it also includes a free ticket to a 3-day event in September here in San Diego at the True Transformation Ranch, just in Del Mar in San Diego, where you'll be able to meet myself, the team, Fitpreneurs going through the, you know, programs currently, also lots of other Fitpreneurs joining us from all over the world, live in San Diego, where it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So as part of the Sales Mastery program, which we're doing start of August, then that's going to be included, a 3-day ticket worth $1,000. So if you're interested in that, head to just send an email to simon@fitpreneurs.com with Sales Mastery in the subject line. I want to help you really master this, because I'll be honest, when I mastered sales, okay, it changed my entire business, and I really want you to get to the next level when it comes to this. You know, whether you're enrolling clients in person, whether you're doing online, whether it's on the phone, this program is going to be covering everything, even to the point of growing a sales team, okay? So we're going to be covering things like, yes, mindset, yes, the process, follow-up, all of those things, okay? Everything that you just saw on the mind map. And this, by far, is going to be the most in-depth, comprehensive sales training ever released based on a proven formula that has generated millions and millions of, not just revenue. It's not just about the revenue, guys. It's the fact that you are now going to be working with more committed clients. You're going to be working with clients that pay you in full, okay, that are working and training with you more often so you can get better results. It's going to have you know your clients much better, so you're having a much deeper level of conversation. So you're getting to know your clients from the get-go a lot better. And it's just all around a much fine-tuned process over the past, you know, 3.5-4 years that's now going to be put together live. Hey, Kyla, how are you doing? Good to have you on here. So super excited by that. So I just want to reiterate, guys, you know, understand that, you know, mastering sales in your business, you've got to look at really and have an honest assessment around where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 right now when it comes to your sales, closing deals, enrollment. Are you super confident? Are you charging enough right now? Are you letting people slip through the net whether you know that you could have helped? Do you have those times where you just think to yourself, do you know what? I really could have helped that person. I really could have helped serve that person and they really needed me, but it didn't happen. You know, you've got to start to really dial that in because otherwise that person potentially is going to go and invest somewhere, okay, that, you know, they're not as passionate as you are, okay? And you really must master this. And when I say master this, I mean master it at a very deep level, okay? Objections, mindset, the process, and just continue to grow in this area, because this is what's going to happen if you do this. When you do get leads coming in the future, once you've really mastered it, you would be so much more confident and you'll want to put yourself out there. One of the negative pieces that happens when you go into a sales slump and you're not masterful of sales is that you don't want to do the lead generation stuff so much, because what happens psychologically is that if you're not enrolling clients, then you'll be like, well, you know, if I do put stuff out there, I'm not enrolling clients, so then I'm just not going to put the effort to put stuff out there. When you master sales and you know that most of the people that you speak to, the ones that are a fit to work with you, you're going to enroll, okay, then you're more motivated to go and put the lead generation pieces out, and you're more active in doing that because you know that on the back end, the sales process that you have is strong, and therefore all of your efforts on the front end part are going to be, you're going to benefit from when they come to actually have a conversation with you. And just understand, it's not just about the conversation you're having with the person in that moment. Sales is about the lead up to the conversation. It's also about what happens after the conversation with someone, okay, where they've invested in you, they've taken out their credit card and they said, do you know what, I want to work with you. I want more people. Hey, Julius, welcome. I want more people to say, do you know what, I really want to work with you. I know that you are the person that's going to change my life. And having that strength, that core of you being really solid in sales and removing those negative beliefs and building your confidence and really just being grounded around your mental strength around sales is the most important skill in your business that you need to have, because without it, you don't have a business, okay? Because you don't have revenue. And therefore, if you don't have revenue, you don't have freedom. So as always, guys, important, very important to talk about this when it comes to sales. Remember, set expectations and set targets continuously and continuously refine them, okay? Untrain what you were taught. Untrain what you were taught originally. Have a think. What was I taught around sales when I came into this industry? Okay, the next thing is you have to be following a script and a process that really supports where you want to be and really supports where your clients need to go in terms of not the time, but the transformation that they're looking to get, okay? And then also, you have to really look at delving in and objection handling, understanding why an objection comes up, not just, okay, this is how I handle an objection, this is what I say, but you need to understand why it comes up. And so and I want to get you into the position in this workshop where you look forward to the objections. You are excited by the objections. You are looking forward to, I need to talk to my partner. You're looking forward to, I need to think about. You're looking forward to, it seems like a lot of money. All of these objections you are going to confidently be able to handle in the Sales Mastery Workshop. So if you're interested in attending that live and to get the free ticket to Ultimate Freedom Live in San Diego in September, then simply send an email right now with the subject line of Sales Mastery to simon@fitpreneurs.com. And this week we'll be covering more topics around sales to help you really change more lives and impact more people. This is Simon Lovell at Fitpreneurs over on YouTube, over on iTunes, also over on Facebook and SoundCloud. And I will see you guys in another episode. Take it easy.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.